Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Alan Schaefer, Executive Director with the Diesel Technology Forum.
This is Alan Schaefer with the Diesel Technology Forum.
Well, we'd like to start off by giving everybody an opportunity to talk a little bit about the organization that you guys are a part of. And so, what is the Diesel Technology Forum?
Sure, you know, 17 years ago, a group of engine manufacturers and refiners were seeing a time where diesel was a technology that was maligned by the media and was deemed to be the evil of all air pollution and a technology that hadn't really changed, wasn't really important, and, you know, by all accounts was just really more of a problem. And at the time, EPA was adopting some very stringent regulations on diesel, including a major transformation of the fuel. And there was a number of news reports that really, I think, got to a boiling point for industry. And they said, you know what, we need a proactive, positive, fact-based, science-based voice that can get out there and educate policymakers and media and really be the voice for diesel technology and help people understand just how important it is to our economy, how far it's come from an environmental perspective, and how far it's going to go, and to be a voice of reason and balance in reports about environmental emissions, health effects, and those kind of things, and to really to work with environmental groups and our critics to help them gain a new perspective and see if there are any opportunities to work together. That's the hence the name Forum, instead of something like association, etc. So anyway, that set the ball in motion 17 years ago, and you know, what can I say? The rest is history. But it's you know, it's an organization that represents the leaders in clean diesel technology in both the fuel refining side as well as the engine industry and key suppliers and technology companies as well as some biofuel, advanced renewable fuel interests. So we like to think of ourselves as kind of the one-stop shop on all things diesel, whether that's passenger cars, big trucks, diesel and locomotives, marine applications, what's the future of diesel fuel, those kind of things. So we spend a lot of our time talking to elected officials, to policymakers. We bang our heads a little bit with some environmental groups and NGOs, and then we work together with others. So we kind of span the waterfront. We're based just outside of Washington, D.C., and there you go.
Well, I'm looking at some of the questions I have here, and you might be able to lump a couple of them together, I think, because I have down clean diesel. I also have down technology, and really, I think those are probably, you know, a horse apiece, really, half a dozen in one and six in the other, really, because in order to get clean diesel, you need to have some innovation in technology. So what's new in the world of clean diesel and technology?
Yeah, so just to put a marker on this for everybody, the way we define clean diesel as it's a system, and the system includes three things. One is the transformation of the fuel. And back in 2006, the fuel supply in the U.S., the distillate fuel for on-road use, that is diesel fuel we're talking about, converted to ultra-low sulfur diesel. And that set in motion then the opportunity for the other two parts of the system to work. And so with the ultra-low sulfur diesel, we then had some major advancements in combustion and engine technology, including, you know, really high-pressure fuel injection systems, advanced turbocharging kind of things, a lot of investment in materials and thermal efficiency in the engine to make it burn cleaner, more, you know, produce less emissions to start with, and squeeze every ounce of energy possible out of a drop of diesel fuel. And then the third piece of the system is the emissions controls and after treatment, things like particulate filters and, more recently, the selective catalytic reduction system. So you think about clean diesel technology, we think about those three things together. So clean diesel fuel is the standard now. Since 2010, it's the only fuel that you can buy in the U.S. for any use in the on-road space or the off-road machines and equipment. And it's ultra-low sulfur diesel means it's very low in sulfur, so it typically has to have less than 15 parts per million. Typically, it's well below 7 or 6 when it's delivered at the pump. Sulfur is a constituent of crude oil, of course, and its removal really enhances diesel from a couple perspectives. One is it takes away the potential to poison catalysts and particulate filters and clog those up. And secondly, by removing sulfur, you also get a boost in lower particulate emissions because sulfur is emitted as a particle, sulfate. So the transition to fuel was pretty dramatic, and that was key to kind of getting us towards the clean diesel system. And that really set in motion really a decade plus, about 15 years worth of progressive regulatory reductions in allowable levels of diesel emissions, first from heavy-duty on-road trucks, and that took effect in 2007 in two steps, in 2007 and 2010, and then 2014 for the off-road engines and equipment. So in 2017, if you're buying a new diesel engine of any kind, it is, by definition, outfitted with the clean diesel system.
How about when it comes to semi-trucks? Obviously, that's a big deal, diesel. Interviewed Jerry Swift a couple of years ago, CEO of Swift Trucking. I'm sorry, Jerry Moyes, CEO of Swift Trucking, the largest trucking outfit in the United States. And he was talking about the transition to natural gas and how some of the problems they're having with it. Cummins can't make an engine that can get over the Rocky Mountains. And that was a couple of years ago. I haven't really followed it up too much from there. Do you got any comments on that diesel and natural gas when it comes to engines and the transportation, the long-haul transportation industry?
Sure. There was a time before the clean diesel system I just described came into effect where natural gas engines enjoyed a emissions advantage over diesel. They were lower in NOx emissions by a good bit, and the issue at the time really was that there were not many engine choices for consumers, and the fueling network was not widespread, available, etc. And since that time, there are more natural gas engine choices for consumers than before, but it's still a very limited and niche market. Even the California Air Resources Board, which has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in natural gas fueling infrastructure and incentives and subsidies for vehicles in California, calls natural gas a niche market. We have, on the issue of the specific engines, there are some new advances there, and Cummins is out with a larger natural gas engine that is believed to be more suitable for a broader range of applications rather than just kind of pick up and delivery kind of things around town, and could handle some longer hauls. The technology is evolving with natural gas, but the low fuel prices of diesel and the limited distribution network still of natural gas have kept that at bay, I think, from really taking off, and it's still just a fraction of a percentage of the overall heavy-duty trucking fleet.
To listen to the full-length interview with Alan Schaefer, Executive Director for the Diesel Technology Forum, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com.
Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in a sickle like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land. Soft and warm, yeah.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.